Introducing a different mindset. The Front Page. Radio Free. 102.3. KJLH.
Radio Free, 102.3 KJLH. It's the Front Page. For those of you who don't know, KJLH is located in the city of Inglewood. That's where we are. Every single day, we're broadcasting live from lovely Inglewood, California. And right now, we have in studio with us the mayor of the city where we reside. He is the 12th and the current mayor of the city. He's the 4th African-American mayor. Previously, he served the city of Inglewood for 19 years, where he had several promotions. He was deputy police chief for the city of Inglewood. He was also chief of police for the city of Santa Monica. He is James Butts. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dominic.
Should I say good morning, Mr. Mayor? How are things here in our city?
Actually, things are going very well. We've made a lot of progress over the last 14 months. We've been able to balance two budgets. The first one, we started with a $17.6 million deficit. This last one, we only had about $900,000 as a deficit, which we're filling hopefully with one-time money at the end of the year if it manifests itself. We've had interest in the city.
What's one-time money? Because I need to get
one-time
some of
that. Money. Ordinarily, what happens is you balance budgets based upon revenues that are projected to come into the city.
Right.
If those revenue streams are projected to be at a deficit, then you'll have to take money that you have in reserves to balance that.
So you're talking about like emergency funds.
Exactly. Okay. And so it's projected to be somewhere in the $900,000 range, but if all things go well, that won't even manifest itself. So for 2 years, we've balanced our budget, but we have to look to the future. We can't just keep cutting and laying off and diminishing services. We have to grow our economy here in Inglewood.
Yeah. So, I think that's what the president was talking about when he said the private sector is doing fine. I don't think he meant the private sector is doing fine. I think he meant the private sector is stabilized, yes. Whereas what we're seeing with cities is we're seeing cities disappear. We're seeing cut to library hours, to police, teachers, firefighters. And at a certain point, you just can't cut anymore.
Absolutely, because you won't have services. So that's why we're very encouraged that the interest has been shown in the city as of late. The city just entered into a development agreement with Madison Square Garden, a multi-billion-dollar company, for them to purchase and renovate the Forum to the tune of $50 million and hold concerts and other events there. And that's very exciting for the city because that's right across the street from the largest open parcel of land here, between here and Irwindale, and that's the Hollywood Park Tomorrow project. That's about 232 acres. And it's slated for 650,000 square feet of retail and entertainment, about 2,500 homes, 4 parks. And we're really excited because with Madison Square Garden right there across the street, that's going to change the entire quality and tenor of development opportunities that could occur across the street.
We're not talking about bringing Madison Square Garden in, from New York and plopping it down in Inglewood. We're talking about is the company that owns Madison Square Garden in New York investing in the Forum and basically taking over that venue. That deal has been signed, right? Does that mean it's done?
The last piece is for the escrow to close between Madison Square Garden and Faithful Central Bible Church, which is the current owner of the Forum.
So that means Faithful Central will be altogether out of the Forum?
Absolutely. The escrow is slated to close sometime by the end of this month.
And if all goes well, some of us are kind of sad about that.
About
Faithful Central, stepping out of the picture.
Well, of course, but with every change comes opportunity, and this will be a great opportunity for the city. And remember, Madison Square Garden doesn't have any presence on the West Coast. It's a multi-billion-dollar company, and they chose to make their West Coast operation here in Inglewood, and we're proud of that and encouraged by that.
Maybe it's because they saw Prince at the Forum.
Perhaps.
They couldn't resist. That was a great show. So You're saying this is a great opportunity. I mean, Madison Square Garden is going to come in. They're going to basically buy the Forum. They're going to put on shows and concerts. Obviously, they're going to profit or they wouldn't do it. How do you see, what do you see as the upside for Inglewood?
Oh, the upside is there's performance guarantees. They've guaranteed the city to populate the Forum with at least 300,000 tickets sales every year. And from that, we expect to derive somewhere in the order of $650,000 to $675,000. $1,000 a year at a minimum. The more success they have, the more successful the city will be. Those revenues are derived from our shares of parking taxes, concession sales, ticket sales.
So it's a revenue stream for the city. And what about for the residents? Obviously, residents benefit when the city gets money in the
Absolutely.
Well, we hope.
This is all general fund money. And so, you know, when I talked about those revenue streams, this would be one of them. But this is only a small piece. The impact that's expected to have on this general area as far as the spill-off for people buy gas in the city, go to restaurants, and stop and shop other places because they're here, we anticipate over the next 30 years that impact will be in the billions as far as stimulating our economy. And that's important because, as I said, we can't just keep cutting. We have to grow the economy here in Inglewood. And another big piece of that is we expect it to be about 300 construction jobs and 250 full-time jobs once the Forum's in operation.
Well, you think we'll see some black folks in those jobs?
We actually have in the agreement a set aside of $250,000, $250,000, to specifically target job outreach and training for Inglewood residents.
So you think we'll see some black folks in those jobs? I know you can't. I mean, because of Prop 209, you can't say you must hire black people.
Well, of course.
Thank you,
What you can do is target your outreach, and it's our expectation that we'll have Inglewood residents well represented in that project. Also across the street, that Hollywood Park Tomorrow project we just talked about is estimated to generate somewhere in the order of 3,000 jobs, and we'll have the same type of agreements in place to target, you know, local hiring.
Okay, I want to talk more about that, too, but what is this $50 million? What are they spending it on? What will we see? How is it going to change?
Well, the rent, first of all, they're going to entirely gut the Forum, change the seats and interior and upgrade it, change the heating and air conditioning systems, some of the electrical systems, put a new roof on it. There's going to be...
But not the bathrooms. We'll keep the bathrooms exactly as they are.
I doubt that. They'll probably be renovated as well.
That would be horrible. Okay, so they're going to make over the building, and I know you've probably seen plans or...
Oh, the renderings are beautiful. Inside and out. They're going to keep the iconic colonnade architecture, but it's going to have a big mixture of a lot of LED use. The roof will have MSG in big bright LEDs so that every plane flying overhead landing in LAX or departing will see that Madison Square Garden has a presence in our city.
And, okay, talk to me about the Hollywood Park project.
Okay.
What is it?
Well, basically...
We've heard so many rumors about what's going to happen.
Right, right. As everyone knows, Hollywood Park has been a presence in the city of Inglewood for decades. But probably in about 2007, an investment company bought that property. And the intent was to... open it for development. Well, the economy went into a recession. There weren't development proposals, and so it's lain fallow all this time. Well, fortunately for us, you know, we've had this recent interest in the city, and it appears that by the first quarter or second quarter of 2013, the park will cease operations, Hollywood Park, and the ground will be torn up, and the sewer infrastructure and development pads will be put in place for the already entitled Hollywood Park Tomorrow project. And as I said earlier, that's slated for about 650,000 square feet of retail entertainment, 2,500 to 3,000 homes, four parks, open space, and we're very excited about that.
That's retail entertainment means like movie theaters, mini golf,
Macy's, Nordstrom's. You know, that's what I mean. And so that's going to generate now property taxes, sales taxes, and probably equally important, jobs at a local level here in the city of Inglewood.
5:47 in the morning, we're talking with Mayor James Butts of the City of Inglewood. We have some people that want to talk to you, of course, and if you want to be one of those people, 520-KGLH, 520-5554 is the number to call. Let's go to Michelle from Los Angeles. Michelle, you're on with Mayor Butts on the front page. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call, Dominique. How are you both today?
Good.
Good morning.
For calling.
Good. I just hope and trust, and I know you sound like the most very efficient mayor. I was born in Inglewood. I trust you're doing the very best that you possibly can. And I know that you will, and that God will guide you. You know, I knew Judy. How is Judy doing?
She's doing just fine.
Hello?
Yeah, we hear you.
Hello, we're here.
Are you there, Mayor? Yeah, we're here. We just want to know what your question is exactly.
Well, I was just, you know, shouting out to Judy. I grew up with Judy when she was still married to Michael Heath, and I just was just giving her my warmest regards and again encouraging you to do your best. And I wanted to know, was there any truth to the fact that when you got elected that you did not live in Inglewood?
No, there was no truth to that.
That was a controversy, though.
It was.
Acknowledge that. And any and all investigations about that at this point, as far as you're concerned, are closed.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Michelle, it sounds like maybe you need to pick up the phone and make a personal call because, doesn't sound like all that other stuff doesn't sound like mayoral business necessarily. Let's go to Charles from 1-800-UNITE-US. Good morning, Charles. You're on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for taking my call. Mayor, I'm glad you're concentrating on jobs and contracts. I'm calling because somebody contacted me complaining about police harassment. They had bought a truck and had the paper plates were still on there. And police didn't believe the driver that they bought the truck. And so they actually impounded the truck. They did this twice. So they're harassing this young man. What recourse, if any, does he have?
Actually, what he can do is come to the Inglewood Police Department if he chooses to, or call the Inglewood Police Department and ask to speak to the Internal Affairs section.
That's what they did, and then he ended up getting impounded a second time.
Well, all I can tell you is what the process is, and I don't know, but maybe there are some issues that he needs to deal with as far as his registration. I'm not sure.
But is there anything the mayor or the city council, is there any reason for him to contact the mayor's office or the city council or city clerk's office? Is there anything he can do since he's not getting any cooperation with the police department?
Sir, you know, this is something probably it'd be better if you called 412-5300. You can speak to one of my assistants.
Okay,
that's the number for the mayor's office.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, would you give that out one more time?
412-5300.
Of course, that's...
Area code 310.
Yeah, that's 310.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Charles. Good to hear from you. What about, Inglewood still does have some lingering issues. We had a spate of police shootings, officer-involved shootings, as they're officially called. And then you've got an ongoing problem with violence, homicides. What's your outlook? What are your solutions?
Well, actually, you know, that series of police shootings occurred probably 3 years ago. You know,
right, and we still don't have a resolution on all of those cases.
Actually, they all have been either settled or resolved.
Really?
Yes. And as far as violence, you know, every homicide is a tragedy and rips apart a family. But in the last year, we've had a 35% decrease in homicides, and the rate of involvement of gang-relatedness in homicides dropped from 80% to 50%. But most encouraging, for the first time in the history of the city since I've been associated with it, we have the lowest homicide rate through the first 6 months that we have.
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, it's horrible when something happens like, the case of the young father who...
Fred Martin.
Yeah, Fred Martin, who was murdered, protecting his own child, and happy Father's Day, sadly, to his family. But why is there no report back then to the community? If, in fact, these officer-involved shootings are resolved, we don't get a report about, are these officers still working? Were they fired? The police chief is gone. I get that. But Front Page is still here.
I understand. Well, what happened is there was an investigation by the Department of Justice, and they've done follow-ups for the steps that the department has taken to remediate problems, and a lot of progress has been made. And when you say, why is there not a report back to the community, when people are disciplined, you know by law that their personal records are private, so you're not going to hear if someone is disciplined or fired. So, you know, I... that's the system as it exists. But I guess the proof's in the pudding. We haven't had.
We find out in Fullerton.
We have not had any officer-involved shootings that was subject of controversy. Certainly not since I've been here, and to my knowledge, not in the last 2 to 3 years. So
at this point, you're satisfied with the state of the police? I mean, you've been a police chief yourself. You've been a cop for many years. At this point, you would say you're satisfied with the state of the Englewood PD?
Well, what I am, I'm pleased with the progress that's been made. But remember, when people are charged with the execution of laws and allowed to use force to protect other citizens, then you always have to constantly monitor your police operation and make sure that your training and standards are of the highest quality, and we'll continue to do that.
Let's go to Vance from Englewood. Someone calling from Englewood for the Englewood Mayor, James Butts. Hi, Vance.
Good morning, Dominique. Love you. Good morning to you, Your Honor.
I
just wanted to state that I've been living in Englewood since elementary school. When the tax went up to, I believe, 10%, I had a major problem with that. But when I hear your report of the reduction of the deficit, I am so proud to still be in that city. I think you're doing an excellent job, and please continue the work. God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Vance. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Marcus from Carson. Marcus from Carson, who cares about Englewood. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Marcus. You're on the radio.
Hello. How you doing? I just wanted to ask one question. Were any of those jobs going to be union-related jobs? As far as the new jobs that were coming in for remodeling the form or anything, has any of that been negotiated?
Actually, it has not, but I'm certain that a number of the jobs will be farmed out to union trades, and so I'm encouraged by that. And also, the Hollywood Park Tomorrow project will also be populated by a lot of union positions.
Okay, well, that'll be great because, you know, they have, like, zip coding where they have to hire so many, you know, people from different zip codes if they do go through that. I'm actually a union member, so I know that.
Good for you.
If they go through that process, they have to hire so many people from that community just because of the zip codes and,
yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate that. That was all I wanted to ask. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you, Marcus.
Dominique, you're doing a great job. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcus. Appreciate it.
I'll be down there signing up for my second job. What are you most optimistic, most pleased about for the city of Englewood right now? Your outlook?
The fact that we're poised to participate in the end of the recession and the recovery for the country. Like I said, having an anchor like that, and now this development taking off, we're about to start the reconstruction of Century Boulevard, which, as you know, is the gateway between Englewood and Los Angeles International Airport, which is about a mile and a quarter away. You know, 61 million.
The airport's
people.
Not in Englewood.
No, it's not.
I wish
it was.
I know it's Westchester. I'm just playing.
We have 61 million people that travel in and out of LAX, and so a revitalized Century Corridor with attractions for people to visit bode very, very well for our city.
And what are you most concerned about?
Concerned about?
Yeah. What's your top priority as far as what you want to change? What are you most...
Well, my top priority coming in was the renewal of our infrastructure in the city. We had a deteriorating water system, and we had to raise water rates to cover the cost of operating that system, and we've done that. Of course, crime and violence was very big on my list, and we've made great progress in just 14 months in that area. And, of course, the budget and participating in the recovery of our economy. And we've made progress on all those fronts because we have to have local jobs, and we're working on making that happen.
Wow, it's 5:57 already, but let's squeeze in Marcel really quickly. Marcel, I need the short version, if you would. Marcel?
Yes, speaking. Hello.
Almost out of time. I need the short version of what you got to say.
I just wanted to tell Mr. Mayor, thank you. My name is Porkchop from West Coast Cuss. Thank you for speaking so well at Big Willie's funeral. To see you cry made us guys a lot stronger than mine crying. Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Marcel. I appreciate the call. David wants to know if the sound system is going to be overhauled in the forum. I don't know if you know anything about
absolutely.
That.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to have a state-of-the-art sound system.
You know, you got to figure, if they want people to come to the concerts, they're going to have to. I mean, it was good when Prince was there, but you figure he probably brought his home system or the system from out of his car. If you want information on how to contact Dr. Paul Fleiss, MD, or Mayor James Butts, that information is up at DominicDePrima.com. And also, Facebook, it's Front Page Show. You'll go, you'll like us, and you'll like them, too. And if you want to contact the mayor, and you're not online, the number is 310-412-5300, 310-412-5300. A lot more people want to talk to you. You're going to have to come back another day and hang out with us and you know, continue to keep in touch.
Thank you, Dominic. Had a great time.
Yeah, it's great to see you. 5:58. You know what, some of these calls are long. Like, I was trying to see if I could squeeze one in before Steve Harvey, but I'm not going to get in trouble today. What would you leave us with, Mayor Butts?
That, you know, we have a long ways to go, but we've come a long way in a very short period of time. And I really, really am looking forward to an Inglewood that is once again one of the destinations in the South Bay, and where we have a lot of local employment opportunities.
Indeed. I think we're looking for looking forward to an America like that.
There you go.
5:59 in the morning, and it's always great to talk with Mayor James Butts. Again, if you want to reach him, if you didn't get through today, 310-412-5300. If you have something to say about anything that's been said today, and we pretty much always do, we have Radio Free Friday, where our phones are open all morning long from 4:30 to 6. Tell a friend.